What's up, ladies and gentlemen of YouTube? You're listening to the LolCow Podcast.
It's LolCow Live.
LolCow Live. That's true. I forget the name of our own branding.
I know.
Anyway, as usual, I am YouTuber Boogie298. As usual, with me is Tommy C., the ever-loving, ever-friendly Tommy C. And, of course, Jordy Jordan. How's Jordy doing this week?
It's my birthdays.
Well, is it really?
It will be my birthday. What's today? Is today Thursday?
How old is Jordy? What are you, 50?
38.
That's too old for me. I would break up with you, as you probably figure
It'll be my birthday when the day this episode comes out. So I got my birthday hat on.
Graduate. What are you doing for your birthday? What does Jordy do for a birthday?
I stream and I try to make money.
E-bag. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, it's my birthday. E-bag
and eat.
Yeah. I will routinely do a live stream on my YouTube channel because people like birthdays, man. People like celebrating birthdays. Maybe we'll see them celebrating the birthday in this channel.
Our fans? Our fans?
Well, I mean, they'll celebrate his funeral, so you may as well prepare by celebrating his.
Yeah, if one of us goes, like, do we continue? I've thought of this, by the way.
I think you should. Yeah. If it's me, I want you to. I insist that you do. I hope you mean the shit out of my death.
I will roast the shit out of you.
Yeah. I mean, I've always had the philosophy of Frank from Always Sunny, like, throw me in the trash. Also, Sam Kinison really brought it up well. He's like, you know, I don't care what you do with my body. Do whatever you want to. I can't care because I'm dead. So once I'm gone, please, all over me.
Give me some advice. Who should I get to replace you to? Because in 10 years from now, both of y'all motherfuckers be dead.
Well,
you know what my blood pressure is? 130/80. You know why? I started running.
You need to stop sucking on that fucking electronic. That's what you need to start.
Well, if I can do that and run, I can do that and run a clone. I just started running like a quarter mile.
Jim jumping up here, run into a heart attack.
Since I know so many people are so concerned about my health issues, talked with my doctor, figured out what's causing. We're going to go and do the blood work tomorrow. I'm going to go in and give the blood. But you guys remember I started testosterone again about, 2 months ago?
What are you, gay? You need testosterone?
Doesn't well, I need testosterone because my balls don't do their job. That's been a thing since I was a kid.
Boogie, no doctor should be able to pass you for, like, anything that gives you a hard-on. Like, you're not physically healthy enough for sex.
I can have a hard-on without the testosterone. That's not why they're giving me testosterone. They give me testosterone because my muscle density was really low.
My
muscle density is extremely low, and I was having difficulty getting up and moving around, and I was having difficulty. Your heart's a muscle. So if you don't have good muscle density, your heart can't be strong. So we went the other direction with it. We went back to the testosterone, tried to get the muscle density up, and surprise, surprise, you remember it gave me polycythemia to begin with. It shot my red blood cell count. That's what my doctor thinks. We're going to find out for sure tomorrow.
Because my trainer was telling me, punch him in the chest. Punch him in the chest.
Like, no, that shit would have killed me.
That's what they were telling me to do. He punch you in the chest in the fucking ring. I'm like, I don't want to punch you in the chest.
But I
would have loved to be the guy that, like, killed Boogie. I'd be like, hey, sports accident. Sorry. I think these things happen in the ring.
You would have been famous forever.
They would have hated me. I think
it would have went bad because they'd be like, this is the reason you don't put fat blobs in the ring. You know, me on fucking ESPN and shit.
I think Keem is the one that would have gotten the most flack for it. Jordy, you would have been Reddit's hero. All of Reddit would have been like, give this man a champion Tesla.
They would have turned on him for killing.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Like, well, the first week, I think you're right. But the next week, no.
It really comes down to if you felt guilty about it. If you felt guilty about it, then they would write it. If you didn't feel guilty about it, they wouldn't get. Like, if you were like Ivan Drago and you were like, if he dies, he dies. Like, they would have been all about it. But if you were guilty about it, of course they were going to make you look like a
pussy. Save the taxpayer some money.
Anyway, the good news is we're going to stop testosterone therapy, and in a couple of weeks I should feel a lot better, and that's probably what the problem is.
Looks like a girl?
Yeah, well, no. I mean, I've got the tits.
Yeah,
here's
but
the thing
pretty,
about the trans community, and trans community is going to get very upset about this, okay? But
they're always upset.
Is what makes you a man or a woman what you think you are or the body parts you have? Because here's the thing. I'm in both, baby, because I got man tits bigger than 98% of women out there. All right. I got tits. And here's the thing. Not only do I have tits, I have to get a mammogram every 5 years because I have actual breast tissue because my body has always produced so much estrogen. So I have actual breast tissue in these man titties, and I have to get mammograms because there is a chance I will get titty cancer.
You're gonna make sense of that. You're going to get off that testosterone. You're going to have outer reach. You're going to have outside
you
ovaries.
Sissy space, you and that sissy space that girlfriend of yours, she going to... She gonna get a go. You gotta get mammograms together or something.
Shit, John. I don't know what she's gonna get.
Boogie's
need
got more titties than her.
I got more titties than fucking a lot of porn stars who got fake tits put in. I mean, these things are. I mean, I don't know if we can show them in the YouTube video, but look at these things. They're like 20 pounds each. These are insane.
What bra size you wear, Books?
You did that to yourself.
I don't. I actually, you know, I had man tits. If you go back and look photos of me as a kid, I had man tits when I was like 8.
Back then.
Yeah, so like back in the day,
I hated that when I was a little kid having fucking titties. I remember being in like fifth grade and like I would look at myself in the mirror and be like, "Oh, I got boobs," and like be so embarrassed. Mm-hmm. That shit went away with time, though. Time heals all.
Wait, your titties went away? I'm pretty
no,
sure.
No,
I've
me
seen
giving
them.
A fuck about them.
Okay, God, I was about to say. Did they give you? Because I had like some actual classic bullying. Looking back on it, it's really funny. But I would like walk through the hallway in middle school, seventh grade. We didn't have a middle school, but they would go like boom, bob, boom, bob. As I was walking down the hallway, and of course they called me like Jabba the Hutt. That was always great. I was curious, what kind of bullying did you get from that shit, Jordan? I'm talking to you.
Like I didn't really get bullying until high school. Like everybody was pretty cool all the way up until about ninth grade. And that's when bullying really kicked in. And most of mine was pizza face. It was more about acne scars than anything else than being fat. Like the fat was more about the girls. Like the girls didn't want the fat kid.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, yeah.
I didn't really get bullied in high school. I bullied like from pre-K to high school.
It's because you are the bully, Tommy.
No, I wasn't. Not when I was a kid.
You are now. Yeah. Jesus Christ, no, I made up for it.
I was kind of a bully of bullies when I got to high school. See, here's what happened. I started becoming a psychopath.
You're the fucking Batman.
I started becoming a psychopath. I stick up for other people.
I got something you guys probably didn't have since I'm a little bit younger than you two. Like, we had to do gym in, like, middle school through high school. And you got that's basically like an hour where they force you to fucking run. But like I was in a progressive area where they didn't make you shower. So like they would schedule my fat ass for gym at like second period. And I'd have to be stinky for third and fourth. Yeah. So like that was kind of fucking shitty when that happened.
That is stupid that they don't like you don't take showers after gym. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
all 4 years of high school I had a last period.
Yeah, the way we did it in my school, you took a shower after gym, didn't matter what period you had.
Well, you're practically from the 70s, so you had like the same time.
You saw everybody else's dick. I mean, you weren't trying to look, but they were there. And, you know, we didn't have like private areas to change in. We had one giant communal shower. There's no booths or anything. Just everybody's dicks are out. Just you got used to seeing other people's dicks. And thank God I wasn't lacking. Because the last thing I needed was more self-esteem issues. Jesus Christ. Could you imagine I've had a tiny dick on top of all the other problems?
I bet you have a tiny dick. I bet you're lying right now.
Oh, the internet's seen it. There's footage of it out there.
There is?
Yeah. We talked about that.
From what?
I dated a porn star, the same girl that like told me, you're emotionally abusive. Arr. You know, the girl fucking falsely accused me of all this shit. But one day she's like, hey, I need to make content. Can I blow you? I'll make sure nobody can tell it's you. And I was like, yeah, as long as I get final edit, if I'm getting a blowjob out of it, let's do that. So she put that up briefly on her mini vids or something like that and then took it down like a week later because it wasn't selling well because you could still see how fat
it was.
You have
a small dick.
Did you not grab your stomach and like tuck it in and be like, oh.
Yeah, we did all of that, but still pretty easy to tell, you know. And that there's you're blowing a fat
that lady's blowing boogie.
Well, anyway, I can tell you this: men want a pretty penis in their porn, and people say I'm always gay for saying this, but like,
they do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
everybody's 10% gay.
You want a pretty penis in your porn? I never thought of that. like it once.
Everybody wants to just look at a dick that they can pretend is theirs. Because, okay, what's more gay than watching two women have sex? That's two women having sex. You want at least one guy and one girl in your porn. And I've that's going to make a lot of people. Two girls?
I never liked two girls having sex. Like, it never did anything for me.
It's kind of boring, if I'm being honest with you.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I find that
is boring.
The fantasy for porn, I haven't really indulged in porn in like 20 years. It's not exciting to me anymore. I worked in the industry. It's boring. But back when I was younger, the excitement was, that's me. That's my penis. That's why I liked the POV stuff when that was new in like the mid-2000s. I was like, that's me.
I'm not trying to act like a prude here like I never saw porn, but I was like, oh, there's my dick. I mean,
It's like I could be doing that. I could be having that kind of sex. I could be doing that with that person or whatever.
You know, that's the idea of the POV shit. Like when she's on her back looking up to you, making like moaning shit, you're like supposed to like picture yourself there.
The editor is going to shit himself. He's going to be like, all right, they started off immediately talking about porn. Well, and instead of trying to edit around it, our editor last week, we'll just do what he did last week, just cut up 90 minutes of the footage. He's like, oh, they talked for 90 minutes. What if we put up an 8-second podcast? Everyone will like that, won't they?
That'd be funny.
Yeah, I feel like our editor's in a bad place.
Yeah,
because number one, he's got
Keem being his boss, and then fucking dealing with us.
Yeah, and he just got thrown in the middle of it too. So it's like he's got to learn as he goes.
Sure.
I'm gonna get flack for this, but one thing good about Connor is Connor knew the references we were giving. Where the new guy, you got to give him a bibliography with.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's perks to Connor, and there's probably perks to this new guy yet, but we just got to keep working out the kinks. But I just feel really bad about last week's episode, Chupacabra, like Chupacabra, but with a T for some reason. I don't know.
Every time I see his name, I just see Tupac, because the first like five letters is
he
Tupac.
He believes in like Yeti and UFOs and all that other
He's a nice guy. I've talked to him. He seems like a really nice person. And he knows how to do what Keemstar likes, which is bend the knee and say yes and thank you and please, sir, may I
Oh, my God. I thought I said was fucked up.
Ooh. No, it's true. That's what Keemstar wants in an employee. No, I'm saying he knows how to placate Keemstar's ego. That's what I'm saying. You know?
Well, maybe he does. We'll see.
I mean, you got to remember, I'm the guy who crawled around on all fours to make Keemstar get off my ass. So, who the hell am I to judge Chupacabra?
I thought you did that for content because you knew it was going to get out on
I mean, also place. That, obviously. But at the same time, I mean, I've known Keemstar since the Bad Kids podcast. Mm. I've known this guy for forever. I know. Here's three things I'll say about Keemstar. Number one, he makes a much better ally than an enemy. I highly recommend not getting on his fucking bad side.
I built my whole channel around being his enemy. What are you talking about?
Just for me, it's a hell of a lot better. I promise you that. Secondly, one of the very first things I made one of my first offensive tweets back in 2014, 12, something like that. I made a half-assed joke about a theater shooting. Right, because I think
was it a Batman one?
No, I think so, but I think also the movie Trainwreck was out, so I was like, "Holy fuck, going to the movies is a total train wreck now." Because you know, there's shootings, right? And I deleted it immediately. And Keemstar's like, "That's going in the file," and I'm like, "What file?" Because I keep files on every content creator because I ever need them, and I'm like, "Holy fuck, you're obsessive about this stuff."
He's doing his job.
And then number three, at the end of the day, Keemstar knows how to make money. And so at the end of the day, people have asked me, why do this show? Keemstar threw you under the bus so many times, all this other stuff. Number one, he knows how to make money. Number two, he's a much better ally than enemy. And, number three, he probably has so much shit in that file that I don't know about. Maybe I ate a baby at some point. I don't remember eating the baby.
You've been blackmailed is what you're saying?
Maybe. Who knows? I'm just saying I don't want to know what else he's got in that file. Who God knows only. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll let the fans imagine.
Yeah, speaking of which, by the way, we wanted to talk about what the fans had to say about us. So there was a poll that went up on the subreddit, and the subreddit said, who do you hate the most on the show? Now, do you know who won, Tommy?
You.
No, the subreddit.
The subreddit won.
Really?
They hate themselves more than they hate us.
Shocking.
Barely, but they do. Congratulations, guys, for the self-awareness. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, but you came in a close second, Boogie. What does that make you
feel? I came in a close second. So here's what I want to know. I want to go through a round. I want everyone to tell me what you think they hate about me, and then I want to do the same thing for Tommy. Boy, do I want to do that for Tommy. And I'll do it for Jordy too. Tommy.
Let's do it for me too. I'm going first. Boogie, okay. The reason they hate your ass is because you become a whiny fucking bitch that always victimizes yourself no matter what you do.
I mean, that's who I've always been.
In one ear out the other.
That's not a surprise. That's who I was when I started YouTube. It's not a surprise I continue to do that. My first YouTube video, other than like the Dungeons and Dragons one, was me eating French fries naked in front of a computer.
Fat man eating French fries on the YouTube. Oh, that's so good. That's
what I've always done. I'm a covert narcissist, except I'm not even covert about it anymore. I just don't want everyone to feel bad for me. That's all I ever wanted, you know?
Out of left field.
So that's not a surprise. Tommy, what do you think?
I think use your victimization. You kind of weaponize your own victimization to manipulate. Oh, wait a minute. That's what I hate about you. What do they hate about you? I mean, they hate that too.
They hate that too.
Yeah. I think the thing with like the lawnmower, the fact that you find excuses for not improving yourself left and right. Like there's always an excuse. Like you can't improve yourself or you'll die or this bad thing will happen or that bad thing will happen. That's probably what they hate about you the most.
So I had Mike Klum come to my house to help put some finishing touches on this documentary.
Alphas. S-tier alphas. They are so alpha male. They're so powerful.
By the way, even in this second interview I did with Mike, I kept saying shit that's going to infuriate the internet.
I keep wondering if he's going to fuck you. I wonder if he's going to fuck you.
He can't. I literally said shit on the camera.
Selective editing with you at EDP?
No. I mean, he's going. Here's the thing. I knew what I was doing when I did these interviews, the first one and this one. I knew I was trolling the fuck out of him. I told you guys after my documentary. Now I'm telling you before this documentary. I am trolling the fuck out of you. You were panicked when that thing came out.
You were all types of fucked up. I had gotten along with you.
I got final edit of that thing. Why would I let it out into the
world? You were fucking defensive. I know when both of you guys are upset and it's when you start.
Oh, yeah. The mind reader Tommy C.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. You guys
reject reality and project your own on top of it. But yeah,
I'm right, and you're fucking trying to get around
You are right every once in a while. I won't lie. You've been wrong about me several times.
We've talked about that. You've been wrong about me several times.
At the beginning of the show, for example, I'm never going to let you live it down. You're like, you're just trying to get out of the show. Motherfucker, I did the show when I was sick. I did the show when I was traveling. I did the show with you screaming at me. No,
you,
I wasn't. I was here
trying
to fucking
to get
work.
Yeah, you
I'm here to work right now. Have I missed an upload? Have I missed an episode?
Yeah, but and telling us what we couldn't keep talking about.
Never going to. Here to do the job. You were wrong about that.
Over me
and you're wrong about
you're talking over me so I can't reply. No, you were trying to get out of something. I might not have been right exactly what it was, but you were definitely trying to control what we were going to say, and it wasn't going to happen with me, bitch.
Yeah, well, again, Desi was having a very hard time with you being such a cunt.
I don't give a
fuck.
You sound like Dark Viper. Who cares?
Yeah. Hey, she's not, her skin isn't in the game yet. Once she's got an OnlyFans up, all right, put your skin in the game.
I don't take shots at her, so don't put that on
but
me.
But you were never, for the first 2 weeks. That was the entire premise.
I called her Sissy Spacek. I sold her young. I did not.
Tommy didn't take shots at her, but he didn't want to take it off the table.
No, I didn't want to take it off the table.
No, and then he immediately took shots at her because I asked her not to. He's like, well, fuck you. No one's ever to tell me what to do. I'm going to fucking scream at you, and then I'm also going to fucking put it on the show, and I'm going to fucking drag her, and I'm going to make sure I drag her every chance I get.
I never said any of those things. It's not what you did.
You literally called her Sissy Spacek looking bitch.
Did I call her up and fuck with her?
And her skin isn't even in the game. And that's all I was trying to do.
Why are you making me out of somebody who took? I have been unbelievable. I'm actually thinking about changing gears here and starting taking shots at her because I never did that.
You just did today. Sissy Spacek looking bitch.
That's like a
soul. You literally said that. Editor, replay that. Editor, replay that where he took a shot at her 5 minutes ago.
I called her Sissy Spacek. I sold her young.
Sissy Spacek looking bitch.
I called her Sissy Spacek. I sold her young.
Sissy Spacek looking bitch.
I have a whole catalog of episodes. Make sure we do every episode. Don't watch the chat when this comes out. I never did
make
that.
Make sure we do
I'm
it every episode, it including this
I'm
one.
Thinking about it now.
Including
you,
you, go
you
right
really,
ahead. Go
you
right
really,
ahead.
You really, you're
Tommy,
really
would
you
stay,
create your own
I would like it if you would stay to true
so
to
let's segue
feel free
into
to stay
what
true
Boogie
to
dislikes
your
about Tommy C.
Oh, you think going to hate me if I take shots at her? I doubt it.
It won't change. What are you going to do different? Make more daughter jokes? Make more sissy
SpaceX
jokes?
Sissy SpaceX is so light.
In that first episode, I'm like, can we not make this episode about her? Can we not do that?
No, man,
fuck you, and I'm doing that, and that's the whole fucking thing. I'm going to make sure I do it every episode. Suck my dick, go fuck
her. What I should have said is tell Keemstar, because you sure let him fuck with her a lot, and I don't do that. I don't do half of that shit, and I wouldn't. She's on the goddamn thumbnail every time you turn around.
Well, Keemstar is a lost cause when it comes to trying to talk him out of doing
me,
the worst.
But you can't control him.
No, I just thought, I now know that you're as bad, if not worse, than Keemstar. The time, I thought we could have a friendly working relationship. I understand now we can't, and that's okay. But at the time, I was hoping
I didn't. I would be kind to her if I ever met her, and I've been just light punches and kiddie stuff. And I could be a lot worse than that.
At that time, I was just hoping we could not
make
another episode about her.
I was going to fucking go after her, and I never did. Never did.
Except you did.
Sissy SpaceX. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, let's segue to what does the chat hate about Tommy C?
Well, I can tell you what they like about Tommy is he's a consistent prick. And I think they like that. He never pretends to be a nice person. He never pretends to, like, he is authentic. He speaks his mind. I know that's what they like about him, for sure. What do you think they dislike about him, Jordy?
Oh, I don't know what they dislike about him. Actually, what I dislike about him.
That go ahead.
He's empathetic.
You know what? Fuck it. Fine. Let's do it
he's
that way. Then.
He's empathetic.
Tell me what you... No, I'm not empathetic.
That right, right. Like, you're around. Very cold. Like, when like somebody is obviously in a weak spot, you're like, ha! Good!
Well, I think...
There's some truth in that.
Yeah, I think most of the time it's an opportunity to make him feel better about himself, so he goes in.
No, it's not that. I'll tell you what it is.
It allows him to feel like superior.
I am an empathetic person. I'm an extremely empathetic person. Yeah. Here's my issue. And tell me if you guys haven't experienced this yourself.
Okay.
I am very careful where I place my empathy. I do not give it out for free. I am very careful. And if it's like this. If the crackhead ODs, it's like, you know, if the crackhead kills somebody, I'm like, that's awful.
Yeah,
see what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So if the thing is has something to do with your own doing, whatever it has something with your own doing, yeah, I suppose you could come up with I'm cold, but I'm not cold. And I have no problem with people believing that. I have no problem with you guys believing that. And, you know, it's another thing is weird, too. It's like when you were going when I thought that you had broke up with her, didn't I write you something? Like, I wanted to talk to you. It wasn't show related. I swear I wouldn't use for content and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Humanity. Humanity.
Did you reply to me? Did
humanity
you reply? Because I was being
through.
Very sincere. Did you even reply to me?
Well, no, I was very ill at the time, so I was mostly focusing on just trying to get better.
Okay.
Because yeah,
so I reached out. I actually reached out, like legitimately told you none of the conversation would be content related. I was legitimately concerned about you, wasn't
I? Humanity creeps out from time to time. It just did in that first conversation. Yeah, we were showing none of it, right? You're just like, you don't actually
because
want
I
to drag your girlfriend. That's
empathy.
Not what this is about. What this is about is you're not. You just don't even want to do the show. I'm like, you've been screaming at me for an hour, and I'm still here. I'm still here an hour after you screaming at me. I'm still here to record.
I remember you leaving.
If I wanted out of the show, I'd have left an hour ago. Do what?
I remember you leaving twice in that conversation. Like literally,
I got up
call.
And I walked away. Did I not set
no,
back?
No, leaving
I didn't
the,
leave
call.
The call. No, that's another time Tommy went on me for no fucking good reason.
Well,
that's right. A different one. Not we're talking about the first one. That's the second or third or maybe fourth time that he just decided fuck Boogie before the show even started recording. Right? You guys may not know this, but Tommy has a repeated pattern of getting a bone up his ass and then just like fucking taking it out on us before the show starts.
No, that's horseshit. I'm nice.
I'll say something
nice
like, "How are you feeling today?" He'll be like, "How are you feeling today?" This is an actual conversation we have. "How are you feeling today, Boogie?" "Well, I'm feeling really shitty." "Okay, well, fuck you, eat shit, fuck this." Wow.
That's not it. That's
I'm
it.
Here to work.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want
to
hear
I'm
it.
Here
like,
to
how
work.
Are you doing today?
You asked
I don't want
the
to hear
question.
It. I don't want
you
to hear
asked
it.
The question.
There's a difference.
You asked the question.
There's a difference. There's a difference between saying, "Yeah, I had a really rough day," and then a boogie rough day, which is a whole fucking thing. And it
yeah,
feels
I'm
manipulated.
Sick.
I don't
I have
like
cancer.
It.
Cancer makes me feel bad. If you don't want to know how bad the cancer is making me feel, don't ask about the cancer.
Probably, you know what? That's probably smartest
thing
you
ever
said.
Is that fucking because that's what it was about?
Yeah, but it wasn't about the cancer. It was like, "Hey, how's your day? You know, like, like, what's going on?" But it's never like, "Yeah, I'm having a rough the cancer day." It's like a whole fucking explanation. And all the fans are going to believe that because you do it live too.
Yeah. Again, if you ask me how I'm doing, I'm not going to fucking lie
all
to
right,
you.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Why the
I
fuck? I lie about
lying.
All kinds of shit,
doing.
But I'm not going to lie to you about that.
If you bring up stuff that's stuff from your own doing, obviously the cancer's not from your own doing. All right, fine. right? Then I don't want to hear it.
If it's actually, like it is. If it's a actually bad day and it's like out of your control, then I'm interested. The cancer is mine. The cancer is my fault. I consented to testosterone therapy.
If somebody cut you off and you crashed your car, I do want to hear that story. I am concerned then. But if it's just like, you start bringing up shit that's like, that's your fucking fault.
Kelly, what? How bad does cancer make you feel?
Like trash?
Like, how'd you feel during cancer?
Here's the thing. The actual cancer itself?
Yeah.
And it also depends on the type of...
Stop complaining!
We're asking about your specific...
Okay, I'm just kidding. My specific cancer, let's see. That itself, I didn't feel anything.
You felt normal?
I felt normal. What made me feel like trash was like them actually removing the thyroid and the.
So like the.
It's the after effects.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought. Like, yeah. That, Kelly had no fallouts from actually having cancer. It was the treatment of cancer that made her feel like trash.
I bet she bitched less than Boogie.
Probably. 100% most cancer. Yeah. I love to bitch. Tommy, you need to understand this about me. One of my favorite things in the world to do is complain. Because when I'm done complaining, if somebody pats me on the shoulder and is like, man, that must be really hard, I feel so much fucking better.
All right. So let's not skip over me. What do you motherfuckers hate about Jordy?
Well, I remember the question was what we think the audience hates about Jordy.
I think we should do both because I think it's better.
So let me answer for what I think the audience is. I think the audience, there's two audiences when we talk about this show. The first of which is like the sane, normal human beings who are here for like a Jerry Springer experience and watch Freaks Be Freaks. And then there's like the parasocial lunatics who want to see you die. So the parasocial lunatics do not like the fact that you refuse to die. That you continue to exist and make careers and make content. They are livid about that.
Fuck me for making money.
Livid at that. I think they're livid about the fact that you don't put your foot in your mouth every episode like I do. They want you to be as big of a hate cow as I am. And then you just actually come across as kind of like calm, collected Smith. Like
I've been slowly trying to fix my problem of like defending myself every fucking time. One of my most hated episodes was the June the King episode because I sat there defending myself the whole time and I shouldn't have. That was counterproductive to what I'm trying to do here, which is make an entertaining product.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And like, that's once I tried to take that defensiveness out, it helped me so much mentally. And it still happens. Like Keemstar was like, why are you telling us this shit? I'm like, because I'd rather vent to you than vent to somebody that will use it against me.
Yeah. I don't understand why you guys don't call me if you want to vent.
I do every once in a while.
I'm afraid of international
rates. Yeah. Yell at you.
I'm afraid of international rates. I know what I'm going to get to, and I'm like, I'm fucking...
If you had a legitimate
problem... Just use his Discord.
If you guys had a legitimate fucking issue, because I don't know if you know this, because you don't know me outside the commentary community. All the commentators come to me when they want, like, a pep talk. If you can believe that, I swear to God, right? Because I shoot straight with them. So if you had a legitimate problem that you didn't cause yourself, and you just didn't want to hear me pat you on the back and actually give you advice on how to take care... I'm your guy. I am 100% your guy. Like, so, if you're going to call me, if you're going to come to me and say, I did this fucked up thing, kind of like I got a call last week, and... what do you think I should do about it? And then, and I say something like, well, you got to take your medicine on that one and just get pissed off at me. Well, then I'm not your guy. If you just want me to fucking placate you, yeah. But if something like, let's say you had a car accident or something like that, I want to know. I care. I do. I honestly care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? Desi broke up.
Something like that. I did care where I heard, I thought Desi was leaving. I really did care. I swear to fucking God. Like, that's not your fault, but shit breaks up. Right. But I don't want to fucking hear about like all the dumb shit that you did to guy. I don't want to hear about you being fat. Let's be honest with you.
Yeah,
which I don't think you would ever do. But that's just my example. That's what. But then I would be a good person then. If it's here's the thing. I really don't hate you at all, Wings. And I've always kind of when I discovered you in 2018, I was a big fan. So it's like I was like really excited about working with you. You got a lot of the same problems as Boogie. But it's like if you're feeling good. You're a bro, right? Uh-huh. But you do some of the fucking same exact shit. You get really hyper defensive. You don't listen to anybody. You think everybody's out to get you. And that drives me fucking berserk. Uh-huh. Your fans I mean, really, just so the both you, fans just comes
is
down
a,
to
fans
a
is a very loose way to say. Yeah. What
well, you know, look, I don't pay attention to the ones that say you suck and want you to die. I don't even pay attention to them.
I don't even care about those dudes. I hate the dudes.
Yeah,
that
I don't
come
care about
their livelihood either.
Like, you want to say I suck?
All right, we can talk. Let's. Why do I suck? You know.
Yeah.
It's the people that do shit in the shadows that I fucking hate.
See, Boogie is like, I would say, like when you guys get a little cowish for a. I've noticed something's got to spawn it. Something's got to make you feel defensive, right? And then Boogie's more in that zone than you are. And I think when you get in that low call zone, it's like a love-hate thing. People want to see you do it because you guys are funny. You know, let's be honest. Both of you are fun. You're much funnier than me, right?
I try to drop all of my filters and all my posturing every time we record the show. I try to fully embrace the low-calorism.
Let's be honest. We've talked about. Me and you both think that Wings is the funniest guy on the show, and he says.
By a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, by heart. Like,
if you want to know why I fucking hate Jordy, is it my turn yet?
Really? You really?
Yeah. Let's go for it. Bring it.
Jordy is a younger version of me. A healthier version of me.
Really?
He makes more money than me. He's more successful than me. He has a better work ethic than me. He clearly is happier than me.
Well,
and he is young enough to where he can completely fix his shit. Hate it. And every time I look at fucking Jordy, I see a younger, healthier, better version of myself, and it reminds me of what a shit show I am and what a miserable fucking job I'm doing, and it drives me goddamn nuts.
You know,
that's the hardest thing I have to do.
You're just jealous.
You know, you fix
that. Jealous.
Yes, and I'm not afraid of
fucking
grass.
You know, as bitch as Jordy can be sometimes, he does at least talk about trying to do something for himself. I mean, and every so often he does it. You know, like you saying before, like, all right, I got to stop defending myself in those situations. That's like an effort. It's like a conscious effort. When we talk to you, it's like there's a defense mechanism. It's like here's a list of reasons why I can't do it. And when you're pressed on it, if I do it, I'll die. And I'm being hyperbolic, obviously. But, you know, the fans are going to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I guess I look at it as covert narcissism. Because, like, to me, like, the death thing is irrelevant because, like, I could go die in a car accident after I get off this fucking call. You know, like, death is a certainty. Like, it's coming for everybody. You don't know when it's actually coming. Like, yeah, Boogie might have a really good hypothesis because of cancer.
I bet you outlive me both. The way my shit's been going, and I don't go on and on about it. I bet it'd be the funniest thing to say if I went first.
But here's the fucked up thing about it. Like, I don't fear
you're the most replaceable. I think we could get a.
You're probably right.
Yeah, I think we could
get another asshole in here.
Yeah, we get another guy in here to like poke and prod us pretty well.
But I
would
actually
miss you, Tommy. I don't know if I should say that, but I would actually miss you. I actually do like you to some degree.
Yeah, just imagine if Tommy was replaced by fucking Phil.
You said something before about he might make more money than you now, but Boogie, you were one of the biggest guys on the site. You were like a hair's ass off of YouTube royalty at one point.
I mean, it's like Chud Logic. I don't know if this part even made the fucking episode last week, but Chud Logic pointed out, why don't you live stream more? Why don't you work more? Why don't you do more? Why don't you make more videos?
No, it's fine to be grateful for the scraps that you get, but if you can did 3 hours three times a week, you cut that up into segments and put it on your channel as well, and that's extra revenue.
And I told him, I'm like, man, I feel like shit 24 hours a day. I'm barely functioning as a person. He's like, that's no fucking excuse because you know that if you push through it and you do the work, you can afford the medications, you can afford the help, so just fucking do it. Stop being a pussy. And I'm like, he's not wrong. And then
how come when I say that, like, he's okay when I say that, I'm a fucking unempathetic bastard.
Can I say something about
this? It's the way he says it.
You know what the hardest part about streaming is, Boogie? Is starting the stream. Like, clicking that start button is the hardest part about streaming. That's it.
Probably
you know, I actually live streamed, I think, 3 days in a row after we had that conversation with Chad. I live streamed that day, that Thursday, that Friday, and then Saturday morning I woke up and I passed out and I was like, okay, we need to be very careful about my blood pressure right now because I just passed out. And then I took the weekend off. I tried. There is. We have a docket. Wings has prepared an entire...
Well, actually, before the docket...
I did not prepare it. Brady from our members...
Oh, and there is one more.
Hold on.
There is one more thing. There is one more thing I want to cover.
We were talking about... Like,
what drives you crazy... about our current fan base, Tommy, would you like to start?
I hate when they send me messages about how to get what guest I should get, like I can just flip a switch
and get Mr. Beast off.
Oh yeah. Oh, do you really? I wish cancer on everybody that sends me a request for a guest. Yes, that's you. I hate that. It's kind of like I have that kind of power or that flip. Yeah, I love to have that person. I love that person on. And here's another thing. A lot of the reason people won't come on is because of you.
Yeah.
Because of you. They won't come on because of you. They look at that chat and it freaks them out. Admittingly, they're a bunch of fucking pussies and nothing ever happens to them. And the one thing I want to talk about is poor Chud Logic, how he got beat up last week. I thought that was a great episode. I think we're releasing the whole thing.
If they ever hear the episode, they'll like it.
Yeah.
If they hear anything more than the intro, and the ad, they'll probably like it.
Yeah, good point. That was a great episode. I think he was a really interesting guy. But I also think, like, English accent, because I get the feeling most of our audience is American. Like, yeah. English accent, he's arrogant, and he's, like, a working-class guy. He comes from a working-class background, you know? I thought he's really great. I think he's doing really good things on YouTube. Busting these phony Google Doc allegations, and most of them turned out to be bullshit. I thought he was really great. I'd love to have him on again, but I don't know if he'd do it.
So that leads me to the group of people, the majority of our audience. So we have a members only Discord. Join the membership, join the Discord. I'm in there all the time. I actually really like interacting with you.
Yeah, I talk to people too, and I know Wings is doing it as well.
I just did it for the first time. I'm a monster.
That's a whole other topic, which we'll definitely get into if you would like to go in on Jordy a little bit today. The majority of our audience is like people who tune in because they like Jerry Springer. They're in on the joke a little bit. They're like, these guys are funny. I like how funny they are, but also they're fucking losers. That makes me feel better about myself. It's fun to watch people throw chairs at each other. And I love those guys. But there are some people so fucking stupid that they're not in on the joke, and they watch this thing to legitimately, like, hate Jordy, legitimately hate me. Like, dude, it's the fucking internet. I cannot imagine how you're letting something. I work on the internet. I've lived on the internet for the last 40 fucking years since 1996. I've lived my entire life almost exclusively on the internet. And even I don't take this shit that fucking serious. You need so much help.
I don't know, man. I don't know if he's chasing off. Sounds like our whale.
You know who I fucking hate?
He'll be chasing them off.
I hate the motherfuckers that think the show will be successful if me and Boogie are called a pet about 15,000 times an episode and that's supposed to be entertaining. Like, dude, you only could do that so fucking often before people want to turn the channel.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's the other thing that drives me crazy now that you bring it up, is we have a lot of, sports general managers in the crowd. This is what you should do. Kick this guy off. Take this guy on. Replace him with this guy. Put this guest on. If they had at least 100,000 subs, right, and they sat me down and here's what you go to, I'd probably hear him out, right? Or somebody had some kind of prior success. But please, I am not going to listen to you unless you accomplish something on your own. I swear to God. And I think we do listen to the fans more than most people think. If you remember, I was taking a lot of heat in the beginning. And, I switched gears. I thought I did a pretty good job. Maybe I could do more, sure.
I mean, the reality of it is, and I hope people can understand this, right? I'll get people in my DMs since the beginning of my YouTube channel where they're like, do you want to be my best friend? Do you want to play video games all the time?
Yeah, I get
and
that
I'm like, I get that offer like 20 times a week, so I can't do that for you specifically.
I'm careful with that, though. I don't like to chase those people away, but I don't want to give them the feeling.
Right? I'll try to explain the situation to them. And so I'm going to try to explain it to you now. If you specifically want the show to look specifically the way you would like it to be,
start your own.
We can't do that for specifically you because there's tens of thousands of other people listening and watching the show. And so what we do is we take all of the feedback and we look at the most common threads, and that's what we try to incorporate in the show.
Now that people are just going to spam shit.
Well, I know, but I'm saying it can't be coming from one person or 10 people. It's got to be coming from like 10,000.
You're going to freak him out.
Right? And so, like, if 10,000 people, 100,000 people say, we would like Shoe Nice on, we'll take it into consideration. Doesn't mean we'll do it. Doesn't mean
get him, because, some people are afraid of our fucking viewers.
But a lot of you guys,
they are afraid of you. I mean, it's not me just being a bastard. They are afraid of you. That's why they hate me. They think I cut the show off too early. And last week I actually didn't.
No, we had 90 minutes. We were
last week was our
minutes.
Longest recording session ever, and it turned into a 40-minute episode.
Because it was a fantastic conversation.
Did you see that? Tommy's such a piece of shit. He's always cutting the show off. He ruined the Shoe Nice episode.
Oh, God, the Shoe Nice episode. That couldn't have gone on for longer.
Well, that's why that was shit. My call. You know what? You can blame me for that all you want. I made the right call, man. Fuck
you
y'all.
Did. Hey, speaking of which, by the way, Shoe.
It was a great episode. I loved it. I mean, that was great.
By the way, it appears that Shoe is in full relapse right now, by the way.
Oh,
it ain't looking great, man.
We should get him on the fucking show.
Shoe
Nice part two.
I'll be honest with you, drunk Shoe Nice is probably pretty fucking entertaining, but I do worry about him. Shoe, if you see this man, please stop drinking, but, you know, be on the show before you do. Yeah, by the way, so what did you guys think of that? What did you guys think about that ad?
I'm so glad you brought that up. You did that, so I had no idea, because we didn't put the cameras on that week, right?
Yeah.
We've done it like twice already, and we probably should do it more often. But anyway, that being said, I had no idea that was like that gay anime shit.
It's called Opi Orange. If you're like Geordie and like them big and beautiful, then this is the soda for you. This lightly carbonated soda will fill your mouth with soft, sweet orange flavors, ready to smother you in pure bliss.
It's not like, gay. It's big, voluptuous
it's like
bodies. It's
porn.
Big.
Dude, it ruined my reputation. I've said so many bad things about anime over
about
years.
It. Guess what?
Yeah.
Okay, number one. Look, I'm going to make fun of the actual anime perverts who are like masturbating to pictures of 10-year-old girls they pretend are 1,000-year-old demons.
Well, you
I'm going to keep making fun of those motherfuckers till the end of time. But there's nothing wrong with like setting down to watch One Piece. Like, yes, I don't give a shit about that. One Piece is fine.
You
guys are missing the actual opportunity here. Fans, if you buy the soda and you pour it all over your fucking body in a kiddie pool, we'll put you in the next week's episode. Just send it.
Back that Kickstarter. Get a case of that soda and swim in that shit. We'll put you in
the
episode.
Give them the code.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm just glad to get a sponsor. I'm just glad to get a sponsor at this point. Because
of my trolls.
Yeah, because of your trolls. Also, the people that watch the show, the same reason we have trouble getting guests, we have a little bit of trouble getting sponsors because they're like, do we really want those people buying our products sometimes?
That's pretty much what it comes down to,
guys. Because there's some mentally ill motherfuckers in your audience.
And you know what sucks, though, is the fans that really love it. And there are people, I get more compliments. Like, I get much more compliments on my Twitter feed, on my show, than I ever get hate, right? I do get the general manager, so to speak. But general managers in the sense where they want the best for us, right? And they want to be entertained.
Oh, we got that.
We got that
show coming up on Friday where they get to call in. You'll see how those general managers will fill the air.
I can't wait. Now, I'm looking forward to it. I like that because that's my cup of tea. Well, that's my cup of tea because a big part of my shows is taking calls from randos.
I'm a big fan of getting as many trolls on here as possible. Like the last live show we had Flamin' Star on, and boy, was that a good time. Because, again, Flaming Star has a lot in common with Wings 007. They're just not very self-aware. And it's really fascinating because if you give them enough rope... Tommy, you did a good job, by the way. I enjoyed watching that conversation with you and him.
Oh, really?
But that said...
he doesn't seem like a bad guy if he wasn't such a psychopath. You know?
Yeah, you know, and it's so frustrating because I immediately after that episode aired, I talked to our mutual friend Glenn... And that's something Glenn has always pertained. He's like, I really wish Ryan wasn't like this now because the Ryan I worked with all those years ago, completely different person. He's got a few different theories as to why he's lost his brain. I have one theory, and that's drugs.
Coyote.
Pretty sure it's drugs.
Really?
The magic mushrooms that you were taking, guess. Boogie?
Yeah. I think when it comes to any medication, if you take the right amounts in the right places and the right circumstances, they're useful. Fist.
I am not going to sit here and let you call that medication. The stuff grows out of cow shit. It is fucking
drugs.
Where
the fuck do you think Atenolol comes from? Where the fuck do you think narcotics come from? They come from
plants. Those aren't medicines either.
Yes, they are. Narcotics are painkillers. They fucking. You tell me. Next time you get a surgery done and they want to give you a narcotic so that you don't suffer the pain, or they want to give you
down.
A narcotic to put you unconscious. So you did your surgery conscious?
No, you let them knock you the fuck out with a drug. Anesthesia, but I turned down.
Where do you think the drugs
afterwards.
Come from? Where do you think the drugs come from?
Not all cow shit.
Yes, a lot of it comes from cow shit and funguses. It comes from the fucking ground.
Before we do
some this, of it's synthesized, but you know.
You think guys, would you be interested in a DM that Chun Hai sent me?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Like all of a sudden out of nowhere, it says he decided to play general manager, right? Your titles are killing your views. Trust me. You should have been titled in big letters. Chun Hai and Blade visit Lolcal. Always put Lolcal in your titles. Titles and keys, title tags are key, which I think that was true like 10 years ago, not anymore. Mm-hmm. Use every tag word spot on they give you. And I wrote him back, leave me alone. I'm not the boss. Go tell Keem. And
yeah, goes, yeah.
And I yelled at him, you know. All right. And then he writes, my apologies. I'm in some pain. So my unempathetic ass, here's what I said. I said, all right, man. Feel better, guy. You know, feel better, bud. Then I get a fucking list of shit. I don't know what's real, Tommy. It's so annoying. I know it's my fault telling everybody this account. I might start a new secret account. But if you can't DM me on Twitter, any of you, this is fake. Maybe. Is it you? Looks like Discord history. Three times is a charm. I'm done eating stuff on your lives hanging up. I promise you. You. He writes, I'm a combat war vet. My word is bond. Bond. I actually fought in Iraq with the unit out of Germany. Second ACR. But you can talk to me on Twitter, bro, for future combos. The Discord is the devil. Tell the guys. So I'm telling you.
didn't he just say he like cleaned like fucking shit trenches in the like Desert Storm or some shit?
Yeah, but that's back then. That was like a regular duty. Like that, they show that in Jarhead.
Yeah, so yeah. I didn't say it wasn't legitimate, but I'm like, how's that?
Here's
a combat
the thing.
They usually
punish people with that duty. The way I remember, the way I was told, because we didn't have to do it. We had guys in there. We hired Iraqis to do it. they clean it. It's kind of a current latrine. Here's what happens. You get punished if you're being a dick, but if nobody's being a dick, then it's your turn, you know? So if nobody's in trouble, then somebody that isn't in trouble has to do it. So
I've never had issue with that kind of stuff. Like, if you pay me enough money, I will clean shit up.
Yeah. You have to stir the shit and fucking literally stir the shit and set it on fire.
Right,
and
right. But they give you a respirator.
And you're vomiting. No, I don't think so.
It don't give you a respirator?
No.
Oh.
Like it's war, bro.
There's a lot of money pumped into it.
You see all the soldiers bitching about the burn pits? Have you guys happened to like come over that? Like the burn pits?
No. What's that?
I used to be a big fan of John Stewart, so I'm aware of that.
The burn pits? Okay. I remember the first burn pit I saw. I'm like, that's going to be in the news in 10 years. And sure enough.
Yeah. What is a burn pit? I'm legitimately out of the loop here.
What? A burn pit?
Yeah, what's a burn pit?
Dude, you'll never believe. I couldn't fucking
Tommy,
believe
can
I
describe what I think they are? And then
Sure. I'll tell you what a burn pit is, yeah.
Okay, so having been a fan of Jon Stewart, he went to bat for a lot of fucking...
Yeah, he does. He's money. Yeah. I didn't even know.
And so basically, it's my understanding, when the Army needed to pick up and move and get rid of shit that they didn't want to leave behind for the enemies or destroy technology or whatever, they would dig these giant pits, throw all the electronics, throw all the expensive stuff, all the stuff they couldn't bring with us. Chemicals didn't matter. Burn the shit out of it. And the soldiers that had to man those pits, load those pits, ended up breathing in ridiculous amounts of chemicals that ruined them for the rest of their lives.
I remember. Well, first of all, you're not exactly right. Well, at least my experience there. I was there from 2007 to 2008, okay? Those burn pits were 24/7. 2008, we were good, almost 5 years from actually getting out of there, okay? So I haven't heard that we just did it, that we were doing it 100% of the time. And I remember I had to drop something off at a burn pit, and I mean, I saw this black soldier, and I'm looking at him, right? I'm like, you're going to be dead in 10 years, dude. I bet he is. I bet he's gone now. Mm-hmm. Because they were throwing anything in there. Because I remember we weren't allowed to burn leaves when I was a kid, right, in New Jersey. So, and I was like, why can't you burn leaves? It seems kind of ridiculous because it sends shit in the air and everybody's got to breathe it in. That's why you don't do it. So yeah. I started thinking, if that's wrong, what the fuck is this? You know what I threw in there? A desk.
Oh, wow.
You know, like, yeah, like, when, like, and they were throwing anything in there. I'm sure somebody got thrown in there at one point. You know, they were throwing anything in those burn pits, man. It was like, I knew, like, I don't know the science. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, right? But I knew that was like going to be like a thing on the news. I knew that was going to be a cause celeb for veterans in 2007 when I saw it for the first time. I knew that wasn't happening.
I used to be a
and
military.
Not to mention it was blowing over all into like the main part of Tikrit. You know, I mean, it was like 24/7. You always saw the burn pit. It was there from the time I was there to the time I left.
That's crazy. Isn't that, yeah.
It is crazy. I can't believe they allowed
it. I can't believe they put like shit like galvanized buckets and shit into a burn pit. Cause that will kill you fucking
They
quick.
Put everything in that motherfucker. Everything.
Yep.
It's insane.
I mean, at the end of the day, let's be honest. The person in charge of the army is the president. And the president generally does not consider the people in the army people. They consider them a tool.
Honestly, that's usually not his goal. That's just reality. The colonel. But see, the way the system
works. Where's
all
the money go to then? Like, where's the money go?
Well, no. The
pockets of defense contractors?
The burn
pit sure.
call wouldn't have been the president's call. That would have been a colonel, the guy who's in charge of the post, or a general.
Yeah,
I understand the reason for a burn pit. You don't want like the enemy to get like an attack helicopter and like reverse engineer the systems on it, right? So you try to destroy it if you can't take it with you. I understand that. Some shit's very expensive.
But that's not true. But did you hear me before? We were putting like
desks,
paper desks, old monitors. You know, everything. Right. It was more about like instead of having a dump, right? We burned it. Like, it didn't make any sense to me at all. We didn't even think, like, why burn it? Why not just bury it? You know, that would be even better. We do it in Staten Island. I grew up right next to one of the biggest dumps on the planet, Staten Island. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And they bury it. They stack it on top. You know, like, the burning. Like, I just couldn't believe. Like, I wasn't a kid when I was over there. I was over 30. And I was just like, what are they doing?
You know, when Boogie was a kid, they would take trash and they would, like, go past the continental shelf and just dump it in the deep ocean.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's like humans are such a fucking trash can.
All right. Docket time. Let's do this.
Let me say one more thing, though, before we move on for the fucking the armed forces. If you're like a 16-year-old and you're listening to the show, I know you don't exist, but if you did and you were thinking about signing up for the armed forces, just keep in mind, going into it, you are expendable, and they consider you to be expendable, and you're going to be treated like you're expendable.
It's called a sacrifice, but yeah, I guess
if you want to go in the military, be smart enough not to make infantry.
How do you
disrespect your brother like that? What's the matter with you?
Well, my brother was smart enough to be a medic in infantry, like, but there's guys
that's
below
just
him.
That's like 10 times worse. That's almost as bad. Those guys are tough as nails, bro. You guys don't know anything, man.
I do know that when I was a kid,
I know why
my brother
went in
subs
to get out of a DUI.
That is so south. I knew this guy down from Alabama. He went in because he stole some fancy radio from the police.
The judge gave him a choice to go to jail or go to the military.
Yeah, go to the army, go to jail. That's what they still do that down south. I don't think they can do that up north. But they'd still do that. If you get nailed when you're 18, they said you ship your ass to the military. By the way, I'm going to just say this. I don't know if I want to serve the current administration, but I loved my service. And for all the good parts and the bad parts, it was a great time. And if I could do it now, I would. I think I'm now at the age, but you asked me 5 years ago, I would have went back.
I just find it fucked up. They wouldn't give you fucking respirators at those fucking burn pits.
There's a lot of fucked up stuff. And some of it's like
I worked in a steel mill, and there was points in the factory we couldn't go without.
It's war. It's war.
Yeah.
You got to like get shit done. Like, I still have that mentality. It's got to go.
Yep.
You don't think that deeply.
You're not a perfect plan tomorrow.
He's worried about it kind of too. It's war. You gotta get it done. You know, you get mail.
It's just so
it's
fucked up.
Like
working in a private factory.
You can't go to human resources and bitch about like the way you talked to or made you feel. It's not. It don't work like that. You know. Maybe that's why I'm such a bastard, Boogie.
Huge difference between somebody talking to you badly and somebody like, hey, go throw all these chemicals into that fucking fire over there.
How do you think they get you to do it? They talk to you like that, they fuck you up, and then you do it.
They court-martial my bitch ass is what they be doing. Either that or shoot me in the back.
So tell me about this docket, because
I jumped in the members only thing on our Discord. If you're a member of Locale Live, we have a special Discord. We go in there and talk. And Brady from our members gave me a docket the day before the show, and he wants us to react to some of it. I want to skip over some of it because most of it's like TV stuff, and like I haven't watched shit. I don't think you've watched shit.
No, the Fallout TV show is excellent. You should watch it. If you are the kind of person that's
that
like, no, there's black people on it, then I don't know how you navigate life. Do not be so offended by black people existing or whatever the fuck the problem is. I don't understand the problem. And no, they did not change the lore, by the way. It fits perfectly into the lore. You're just misreading that timeline if you think, oh, it doesn't matter. Okay, anyway, it's a great show. Watch the show.
All right, first one here is O.J. Simpson's death.
Yay! The world got slightly better.
Let's talk about it. Go for it. Boogie, what do you think about O.J. Simpson's death? Do you think he killed people? And do you think...
I watched a big chunk of the trial live, and I watched the verdict.
In the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, case number BA097211. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information.
And we all screamed at our televisions, what the fuck?
White people did that.
Because we could not comprehend or understand what's happening. Now, here 30 years later, however long it's been, you know, we've seen some of the jurors admit that they knew he was guilty. They let him off because they were trying to get even because of the Rodney King thing.
If that's true,
then I guess that makes sense. But at the end of the day, I can't believe that not only did he get away with it, but then he went on to gloat about it in interviews, even writing a book about how he would have done it, which is actually how he really did it.
It's a confession.
And like, I cannot comprehend or understand. But I said this on Twitter, and I'll say it then. He died of cancer, and I'm so grateful that cancer did its job and killed the human that it was inside of.
I feel bad for the cancer.
That's cancer's job, right? I'm a little mad at the cancer because he could have suffered so much more. Mm-hmm. There's this video from like 3 months before where like somebody asked him, are you in hospice? And he's like, no, I'm not in hospice. I'm enjoying
good.
My holidays with my family and my
get
friends.
Over this in a
motherfucker,
couple of
weeks. He should have been in hospice then. He should have been in hospice for a year.
Dude, hospice is terrible.
It's my favorite. It was my favorite Twitter account.
Hospice is just—they start starving you and like fucking doping you up.
But I
agree with you. He killed everybody in that motherfucking driveway. Every person in that driveway was killed by the juice.
All three bloods at the scene. They have all three bloods in the car, and they have all three bloods in his house. And the only thing they said to get out of it is Mark Furman's racist. They never said what he did to the blood. They never said that. They pulled up a video of him talking to movie producers, which he probably shouldn't have been doing. And he said things like, well, you know, cops say the N-word, and he actually did say the N-word. And this one says that, and this is how cops are. They can be racist. And they look, Mark Berman's racist, therefore the blood, the DNA is illegitimate.
Yep.
That's how they did it. It's amazing. There's no doubt. He knew that we knew that he did it. It's not a secret. You know?
Yep.
And the worst part about this is spawned the Kardashian fucking empire.
Mm. Oh, I think that would happen either way.
Oh, you think those girls would have got popular if their daddy wasn't on that?
Yeah, market? Because didn't they get popular over like doing a porn or something?
Kind of, but nobody knew Kardashian.
And
was
all those
until
guys,
the
they
Simpson
were pretty. Those lawyers were pretty famous even without the Simpson trial. They were pretty big lawyers prior.
Oh my
god!
I
think yeah.
I just now okay. Famous. I've never connected. That's why the Kardashians are famous. I just thought it was a sex tape.
It's not just that it is a sex thing, and that's what I'm saying. Like I think it would have happened either way if the dead lawyer's kid did a porn, you know, because he was pretty big. I remember seeing him around prior to that. You know, I remember all those guys, Ben Shapiro, Dershowitz. Those guys are pretty famous lawyers. So I think if somebody that rich, that connected to the stars, and their kid starts doing porn, like, I don't know, like Paris Hilton, right?
Yeah, but she ain't really famous no more.
Well, I there'll be a day when the Kardashians aren't as famous, I hope.
Paris Hilton's obviously a billionaire. Harris, like, where like Kardashians made a $1 billion empire off of their sex tape, and Paris didn't do shit with her. She made like a fucking reality TV show.
There's a documentary about like the shit she's gone through, and like I'm sure it's just a PR thing, PR tape basically. Mm. But I've seen clips of it, and it actually made me feel bad about hating Paris Hilton this whole time. Though I do not feel guilty at all about hating the Kardashians. So.
Paris Hilton, I have no guilt about that. She is a dead fuck.
I never seen any of them. I don't care about those people.
No, here's the thing. See the here. Lamest shit you ever seen. Watch Paris Hilton's sex tape.
Here's the thing about attractive women in bed. Because as we all know, I hobbied for a while. And I had plenty of sex with women of all the spectrum from Arkansas 8s to L.A. 10s. But the reality of it is the prettier
you
a woman.
You ever had an Alabama 4?
An Alabama 4.
The Alabama yes. 4, that's where real life
yes.
starts that right there.
Absolutely I have.
I knew it.
But I will tell you, an ugly girl knows how to fuck. They will do everything really? They can to keep you and have you. The same way going to bed with a fat man, we're going to do, if it's not our first time, if we've learned anything, we're going to do every trick in the book, toys, ropes, doesn't matter. We're going to do whatever it takes to keep you because you're there. We're glad you're there.
You also can get a pretty Asian girl and solve that problem instead of banging some pig.
The prettier a woman was in that hobby that I was doing, the worse she was in bed and the more terrible of a person she was. To the point that I look at a woman that you would consider a 10, and I'm like, I bet she's the biggest cunt you'll ever meet. I cannot find a conventionally attractive woman, like a 10, attractive anymore because I know what's underneath that fucking skull of hers.
That's kind of poison. Attractive women.
I'm thinking like,
this is my experience.
You're generally right. You're generally right. But, you know, you were in like the porn industry, so you got hot good women, and yeah, they're going to be like, just completely
I'll tell you what the sweet spot is. I'll tell you the sweet spot is like a 7. Sweet spot's a 7.
I'll say, like, I've met corporate women that are attractive, and you think they'd be the worst, and they're not.
What about fetish attractive? Like, what if somebody's more attractive to you because you fetishize them, but they're not really as attractive overall on the woman scale?
I'm sure that happens.
As we all know, young Boogie, the first girl I slept with was a black girl, and so I did fetishize black girls for like the first 10 years of my sexual
life. It's a big thing for German
15
guys.
To 25, I was like, oh, I only want to date
you
black
like
girls.
The light skin or the dark skin, Boogie?
Mixed was generally what I was looking for. My first girlfriend was mixed.
Like every black girl I've ever dated had dark skin. Like I remember one time when I was rumored to getting married to a nurse, like the trolls went through my fucking personal Facebook and found like a nurse I dated. And she was a black girl. And like they did so much horrible shit to this woman, and she was such a trooper about it. I'm still friends with her today. I'm like, damn, that might have been a good woman. Shit.
But I did definitely grade on a curve. Is the point I was making? I graded on a curve because this girl's black and that fits the fetish. But I don't really have any fetishes now. I just want some. My fetish is a woman who will be nice to me. That's my fetish.
Probably that's all I care about. You'd mow your lawn. All right. What else is the
doc? All right. What else is the doc? But obviously, the Fallout TV show. Is Star Wars games, like, I don't give a fuck about them. My opinion on Star Wars games is they did take studios time so they can make actually good games.
Yeah, Star Wars Respawn, games suck, though. The first Respawn Star Wars game with the redhead was really good. And then I finally went back to play the sequel to it, and it's buggy and terrible, and it's not good. And it's just, it's like
rushed.
The story's
it's
probably good.
It's EA.
Yeah, it's super
fucking
rushed,
trash.
Yeah.
They fixed it. Yeah. They fixed it. I disagree with you.
Then
the sequel's... That sequel's really good, but it did take a month or two to get it.
You got Star Wars Outlaws coming out, and it looks like a complete dumpster fire. And it's so funny because they're using this whole Gamergate thing to like deflect, but they want $130 for like the game has all of the content on it, and they're age gating like quests. You have to buy at least the $109 version to get complete version with all of the quests and stuff in it. And so people are very critical of that. But because it also looks like it's like a DEI dumpster fire on top of that, everybody that's criticizing the pricing plan, they're just like, actually, you just don't like it because there's a woman in it and she's ugly.
You
and you just don't like games with ugly women. And I'm like, yeah, guess what?
Maybe I don't.
Guess
Maybe
what?
I don't
actually like video games with ugly women or ugly men or ugly anybody. Have you fucking seen He-Man? Have you seen fucking He-Man? I like He-Man, okay?
Have you seen
I like Chris
actress?
Pratt as Guardian of the Galaxy, Star-Lord. If
have
Chris
seen...
Pratt was ugly, we wouldn't be watching those fucking films.
Have you seen the actual actress? Have you seen the actual actress that plays at Star Wars Outworld?
Yeah, she's actually very attractive.
She's dropped. She's a total knockout.
Yeah.
But
how
in the
fuck?
They uglified her. It's terrible. They did that. Well, you imagine how hard she works to keep that... like to look like that and continue to look like that, because here's the thing I learned with models and stuff like that. They actually work. They're living in the gym. They work more than most people. Yep. You know, everybody sees a pretty girl like, all I have to do is be pretty. You know, I got to keep this shit up to get paid, you know, to model or act or anything like that. So
I mean, that's
you imagine putting all that work into it and then they depict you As a dog.
Speaking of like sci-fi action heroes or whatever, I found out who Chris Pratt is, the son-in-law of. Do you know who Chris Pratt's father-in-law is?
No.
Chris Pratt plays Star-Lord, plays in the Jurassic Park movies. He was fat as fuck as Andy Dwyer on the show Parks and Rec. I loved fat Andy. I love fat Chris Pratt. He got skinny, got healthy. Right about the time Arnold Schwarzenegger was about to be his father-in-law. Can you imagine? Holy shit. Of course you got your shit together when you have to call Arnold Schwarzenegger dad.
But Arnold has a fat son anyway.
Does he?
Yeah, yeah, he does.
I didn't want to disappoint him a second time, I guess.
What's else in the doc? Anything else in the doc?
Yeah, there's lots here. Boogie, let's talk. Let's skip over that one. What's your opinion on the upcoming election?
It's a complete dumpster fire. Trump's clearly going to win. The Democrats have absolutely nothing.
Well, hold up. Did you see that the judge recently stated that he has to go to every trial for like a 6 to 8 week period? You don't think that's going to hurt some of his campaigning?
No. No, because the people that are voting for Trump don't care. A lot of them like that he's an outlaw. A lot of them like the fact that he's broken a bunch of laws. They like that. You guys remember, one of the reasons Trump won the first time is because when they accused him in a debate, they were like, well, why do you take advantage of all these tax loopholes and you don't pay taxes? Because you fucking wrote them in. And so I take advantage of everything I can that you wrote in. I take advantage of this system. A lot of people want to be Trump. A lot of people like Trump because he takes advantage of the system. He's outside of the system. He thinks he's above the system. A lot of the people that are going to vote for him, it's not going to make them not vote for him. They're going to like it more.
I'm about to say some of the fattest shit you've ever heard in your life. Dude, I don't believe that the United States president has as much, you know, sway over the United States economy or the world economy as people want to make him believe. But no. The economy has gotten so bad lately, and Joe Biden has done such a shit job of even trying to fix it, that I'm willing to give Trump another fucking try.
You get him up for him? You get him up for him?
Yeah, I'm voting for Trump this time.
Oh my God!
Trump, Biden, I will vote fucking Trump. Because, like, dude, $16 McDonald's meals is unreasonable. Like,
yeah. It's 16 this week. It was 12 last week. Now it's 16.
But like everything is $4. Up, man. Like, dude. Yeah. Like, I seen an ad in a 1996 newspaper where they said like, invest in your future, and it's like a firm where like putting your money away, and thus because like inflation is going to cost $16 hamburger and soda, and like $65,000 vehicles, and like they hit everything on the head, and like it's like. Dude, where we're living at right now is unsustainable. Like, people can't survive in this current economy. We either have to stop inflation or do something drastically to change it. Because I've never seen it go backward. And I don't think Trump will make it go backward. But if it gets worse than it is now, people are going to be dying or fighting in the street.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you're entirely right. But I don't think Trump's going to be able to fix anything. I think the entire system is just kind of broken. I think this was always like what was going to happen when we started paying people a living wage. Corporations were going to try to suck as much of that living wage out as they could. And I feel like that's the situation we're in. And just going to keep seeing every time wages go up, corporations are going to say, wow, we can make even more money now. And they're going to maximize that. They're going to maximize rent, maximize profits,
like living
maximize
wage where? Because like California just made a $20 an hour fucking fast food bill, right? Where if you work in fast food, you get at least a minimum of $20 an hour. What's $20 an hour equal like $40,000, $50,000 a year? You can't live in California for $40,000 or $50,000 a year.
Nope. And that's if you get full time. 52 is $41,000 a year. Good luck living on $41,000 in California. In Arkansas, you're going to be doing really good. $41,000 in Arkansas, you're going to be good.
By the time Uncle Sam takes his part and then you have $2,400 fucking rent in an apartment you got to share, you got nothing to eat off, bud. Much less on a car.
Yeah.
No. What else we got? Before we get too bored.
This is the one I wanted to skip, but we'll talk about it. Talk about why Boogie refuses to lose weight.
I mean,
for all the reasons I said at the beginning of the show.
The reality of it is, I started saying this earlier, so let me address it now. I had Mike Klum come in the other day, and after we finished filming, he sat me down, and he's like, you know, you're just going to have to do it. I'm like, do what, Mike? He's like, you're going to have to lose weight or you're going to die, right? It's like, you're going to have to pick one or the other. And I'm like, well, it's pretty clear which one I've been picking, isn't it?
a good answer.
And his, you know, he's like, but why? Like, you got Desi to live for. You've got all this to live for. And I'm like, man, I don't think a lot of people can understand this. But most of the people I know that are my age are fucking tired, man. It's exhausting.
I'm only
alive.
Like 2 years younger than you.
I'm telling you, most of the people I know, not all of them, and clearly you, but a lot of them are just fucking exhausted. I got no kids that I got to worry about getting through college.
I do.
I'm just so fucking tired. And I've been tired since I was 20. I've been tired for 30 fucking years.
Why are you drinking the Diet Mountain Dew then?
Because it's delicious. Gets my caffeine, doesn't make me feel bad.
Makes me happy.
Sugar makes me feel like shit.
The answer.
Yeah.
Have you finally made a connection? This is one of the reasons that I don't seek empathy or sympathy from other people because it doesn't help me. Do you ever get to think that the things that make you feel good are actually killing you?
They don't make me feel good anymore, Tommy. I don't want to spend too much time on this because you said this before, but they don't make me feel good anymore. Food doesn't do anything for me anymore. The only advantage that food has, I need to get out of this headspace. Feel free to grill me all you want, but I'm working on it behind the scenes all the time right now. But the appeal of bad food for me is that it's killing me. That's the appeal. I like that it's killing me.
Oh, you like this killing? So it's just a slow suicide,
right? Like if I can't get the help I need, I'm so fucking because it's not appealing to me. That's something I want to avoid. But why do you think I went down the drug route? Like tried mushrooms. I'm like, fuck it, I don't care. I'm dying anyway. But the reality of it comes really down to nobody. Do not feel sorry for me. I'm not trying to get you to feel sorry for me. Hate me for what I'm about to fucking say. The reality of it is, I am so mad at myself for squandering my savings. I am so mad at myself for ruining my job. I'm so mad at myself for my reputation. I am so fucking mad at being a covert narcissist my whole life. I am so fucking mad at myself all the time. The last thing I want to do is fucking help myself.
I can see this in a documentary at some point after you die right now. It was like somebody's going back and clip this section of the thing.
I hope they show me laughing at you.
The last therapist I had said, when you learn to love yourself, everything else falls into place. And I was like, now I'm fucked. I am utterly fucked.
I'm in the same boat there. Like really, loving myself.
I think loving yourself is what makes you a narcissist. I don't love myself, nor do I hate myself.
What makes me a narcissist in my case is how much I hate myself. That's what makes me a narcissist.
I don't want to see pictures of myself. I don't want to see like myself in the mirror.
We name narcissist after like the Greek character that like loved to look at himself. Okay, but it's not that I love the image of myself. It's I hate the image of myself. What makes me a narcissist is I'm obsessed with myself. That's what makes me the narcissist. It's not whether I like or love myself. It's the obsession.
I believe that.
We got two more here, and there's the second one about Boogie. How does Boogie plan to solve the wars in the Middle East?
Load my fat ass up into a plane and drop me on the desert.
Moab.
Yeah, fucking send up a dust cloud that ends humanity.
Fucking people choking in the bunkers.
You know, again,
would you
sacrifice yourself?
Would you be tied to like some nuclear weapon?
And probably
just, drop that. Like yeah,
Dr. Strange. It would be fun to ride that fucker down. If I'm being genuine, I've tried to look a little bit at this whole Hamas versus Iran thing, and I might be stupid as shit, and I probably especially stupid to say what I'm about to say. There's no good guys in this war. I don't understand who the good guys are supposed to be. I don't understand why anybody's supporting anybody in this situation. It just looks like it's like watching an episode of Always Sunny where everybody's just being mean to each other. I don't understand what the fuck is even happening, but it just seems like
fucking
it's too...
Fucking fence sitter. You got no balls.
I had to pick one of them. The colonialists? I don't know. I don't know who the good guy is. They look like they're all bombing hospitals. I genuinely wonder
people you hate the most, Jews and
if
Arabs.
There is any fucking resolution other than turning the entire Middle East to glass.
Here's what we
and
do,
starting
Boogie.
Fresh.
Here's what we do: we get a strain of virus and we infect mosquitoes, and then that mosquitoes when they bite people, it gives like a chance to make them like fucking, you know, invalid, like they can't make babies no more. And then all of them slowly die out as they kill each other. And then we have new people move in and build condominiums.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that is a solution. And if you didn't want to wipe everybody out there, I guess the other solution is stop killing each other, assholes. I guess that's the only other
solution. One more question.
But I don't suspect that's going to happen.
Did any of the cows actually go outside and witness the solar eclipse? Fuck no. Yeah. I slept through that bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, me. I actually had me, both my roommates and my girlfriend. We all went out and watched it. And we had pretty prime. We had 98% coverage. It was really cool.
I was on the other side of the ocean. I missed it.
I watched it on TV.
I didn't give a flying fuck about it the same way I don't give a flying fuck about a waterfall. I've seen some of this shit in real life where it's like, this is supposed to be awe-inspiring. And it's like, all right, let's go to McDonald's afterwards. You know, like, this shit's never as great as people make it out to be. Like seeing the Aurora Borealis or like
seeing... Maybe you're kind of an empty person then.
I'm 100% an empty person.
It's shallow and empty and...
Well, it's like going and finding like an oasis in the middle of the fucking woods off a hiking trail. It's like, look how pretty this is. It's untouched by human hands. I'm like...
You know, you sound like...
I'm over here thinking like, I'm going to die walking fucking back.
My dad used to make fun of all the people that could come back from the Grand Canyon and they're like, their breath was taken. He used to go on that. Fuck, what do you want to look at that goddamn rock for? You know, over and over again. And then my mom dragged him to the Grand Canyon. He came back. That was the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The pictures don't do it any justice.
Yep.
And I was just like, oh my God, he's like one of those guys he hates now. And then I went to a volcano in Lanzarote in Spain, which is, it's an island off the coast of Africa, actually. It's just a part of Spain. And I had an experience like that too. I'm like a stone atheist, right? And I saw like just how beautiful it was and how it worked. And I was like, there's no way this happened by accident. I had like that moment myself.
Well, I've had those moments. You know what gives me that moment every time I see it? The fucking ocean.
Call of Duty.
The ocean?
Yeah,
the ocean.
Like the ocean that's pretty powerful. So fucking big.
So you should know what those, you should have some empathy for those people that want to see.
Right, but like most people make big deals about nothing. Like, okay, the moon went in front of the sun. Okay, that's nice. You know, it's like this is like celestial bodies moving around in the fucking like pool of the earth. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But like the ocean, it's like, good Lord. Like some dude stood out there with like a fucking, you know, hatchet in one hand. It's like, I'm gonna build something to cross this bitch. You know,
I'm gonna go all the way.
All the way. It's like, good Lord. Like I couldn't plan on like even thinking about crossing the ocean.
All right. I could end the show now, but I promised a fan.
I'll end that motherfucker.
All right, I'm putting it in. Oh, that's the local. Let's go. Let's put it in our chat.
All right.
I promised a fan. Maybe I should shout him out.
Let's do it this way. We're at 1 hour and 22 minutes. All right, no,
it's a tweet from you.
Minutes.
It's a tweet from you.
Just in case all this gets edited out, we're at 1 hour and 22 minutes. So that's how long we recorded. I don't know how much episode you're getting.
You're probably not getting that part. No, but I want you to look at this. It's a picture of massage warming oil.
Oh, yeah.
And Jordy tweeted out, your boy about to throw it down. What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, that means about to get some pussy, dog.
Ew, God.
It all starts with a good back rub. You get the warming oil, you start rubbing the back, you get them in.
How'd you get it up? I thought your dick didn't work.
It takes a minute. It takes a minute. You got to put some effort in.
Oh, you imagine. Poor
Kelly.
You
put the Teddy P down. You put a little, you go, hey, Alexa, play some Teddy Pendergrass. And you turn the lights nice and low, and you get the warming oil out, and you start rubbing the back.
Gross.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you very much for being on LoCal Live from Boogie 2988 from Wings of Redemption, two legendary YouTuber. I'm Tommy C, and I'm out. And if you have a problem with me ending it, go fuck yourself. How about that?